The following program was produced by the United States Courts.
Welcome to On Topic, where we talk about the programs, issues, events, and ideas shaping the federal courts. In this segment, we'll focus on relationships, the relationship of the federal courts and Congress, and on civil engagement, how the courts reach and teach the media and the public. Circuit Judge Robert Katzman, Chair of the Judicial Conference Committee on the Judicial Branch, is our guest. Welcome, Judge Katzman.
Hi, Karen. It's great to be with you.
Tell us about the Judicial Conference's Judicial Branch Committee. Why is it important that the public understand the federal courts and how they operate?
The Judicial Branch Committee is charged with increasing understanding of the courts and promoting the health of the independent judiciary. Our concerns include increasing relations with the media so that they understand what it is that we do. So, for example, we've worked with the First Amendment Center at the museum for many years, working with them to think about ways to increase understanding among reporters about what we do, because they, of course, report to the larger public. As chair of the Judicial Branch Committee, an initiative of the past 3 years was the creation of a subcommittee on civic engagement. We are very excited about this initiative because we see lots of activity among our judges and our courts, and we see lots of opportunity for increased efforts by our judges to reach out to the communities. And we see a reciprocal interest in those communities themselves. It could be students. It could be people in the bar, in business. It could be teachers.
Why is it important that the public understand the federal courts and how they operate?
I think that the functioning of the federal courts depends upon ultimately the trust and knowledge of the public of the courts, that we as a branch need the support of the public. And when we have that support, we have the resources to do the job. And so having that understanding by the public is critical. How can we expect the public to support and defend the courts if they have little knowledge of what the courts actually do? And I believe that the public is really the basis of our support. And so to the extent that we can help the public understand what we do, we, the courts, are in much better position to do what we need to do.
You're also building interbranch relationships in government. Why are they important?
When you think about it, it makes a lot of sense to try to ensure that there are good relations in terms of understanding. After all, the courts depend upon Congress for the appropriation of its budget. We cannot operate unless we have the requisite level of resources to do our work. And so Congress needs to understand what it is that we, the courts, are all about. And at the same time, courts have a responsibility to understand and respect the work of Congress. We have to understand that the courts will be reviewed in terms of operations by the Congress. They will want to make sure that our funds are being used appropriately and efficiently. So we respect congressional prerogatives. We want the Congress to respect judicial prerogatives as to the decisions of particular cases and the decisional autonomy that courts need to have. Understanding each other is essential if we are to do our work effectively.
Are you working on specific programs?
As part of that work to improve relations between the branches, the Pew Charitable Trusts has included us in its program on safe spaces. And what this program involves is, over the next 2 years, having a variety of kinds of meetings with the Hill. So we had a wonderful meeting with the House Judiciary Committee that included the chair and ranking member, Chairman Goodlatte and John Conyers, Justice Breyer, Justice Alito, other members of Congress. We had a meeting just recently with the committee staffs of the House Judiciary Committee and the Senate Judiciary Committee. We're having a meeting this spring with senators. And so these kinds of interactions foster a familiarity, make it easier when there are issues having to do with the administration of justice for the branches to interact.
What is the one message your committee would like to send the public?
I've had experiences where talking to students from underserved communities And I would ask the students, what is your sense of courts? What is your sense of judging? And more than a few have said that they think of courts as places where people are put in prison. And what we want to convey is that courts are institutions where rights can be adjudicated, where disputes can be peaceably resolved, and that it is their institution, it is their courts that they should embrace as we embrace them as part of our community. And so to the extent that we can bring that message and to the extent that we can interact with our constituencies, all of us are the better off for it.
Thank you, Judge Katzmann.
Thank you, Karen. It's always a great pleasure to be with you.
And thank you for joining us. I'm Karen Redmond for the U.S. Courts. Join us next time for On Topic.